Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8.
12. I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
And this week's honorary kid of the week, again, Mary Vandeveld for the, I don't know what it would be, probably 160th, 70th week running is Abigail Grace. Yesterday, I'm watching Abigail Grace. She spilled milk twice. And after I cleaned up both spills, I said, do you want something else to drink? And she said, well, not milk. Because obviously the milk you're giving me is jumping out of my hand. No more of this jumping milk.
She spilled it all over you?
No, she spilled it on the floor and on the furniture.
Aw.
But there's nothing quite as amusing as a three-year-old going, oh, no! I love so that kid. Cute. I don't know if you could tell.
She's hilarious.
Joining us now, this week's Kid of the Week, and this is Emma Wahlberg. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up. It's a little early in the summer to get up, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you doing it. Emma Wahlberg is this week's Kid of the Week because, well, she's an exceptional kid who does good things. Why? She's on the Youth Advisory Board at the K-Cancer Softball Organization. What is that?
K-Cancer Softball is a nonprofit organization that is helping kids who are battling childhood cancer, and our goal is to make sure that no childhood cancer patient has to go through their journey alone.
And you also babysit for parents who, you know, need a bit of a break and get a night out because when you're dealing with this in your house, you can't imagine the pressure. And you're a good student, right? 4.0 student?
Yep.
Does that come naturally or do you work hard at it?
I work hard for that.
Okay. What do you think you want to do when you grow up?
I'm not 100% sure yet. But
oh, we're going to need an answer. Dave, don't we need an answer before the segment's over?
I think we do need an answer. Yeah, I hate to say that, Emma. But
all right.
You I would can like about it. The business field and then continue to help out with the K-Cancer organization.
Treasurer for the 4-H Club, member of the local FFA, play a little high school golf and softball. What position are you in softball?
My parents put me in it when I was younger, and I really just enjoyed it, and I've continued to play softball.
Yeah, what position do you play?
Oh, I play pitcher.
Oh, you're a pitcher. Okay. Well, look, you've got a very busy life, and I appreciate the fact that you're doing all this work, but the amazing thing is, I don't even know if you know this number, but with the K-Cancer Softball Organization that you help run, and speaking in front of grown-ups all the time is not an easy thing, but you do that to help raise money. Lurie Children's Hospital has gotten $50,000, Dave.
Wow.
$50,000, Mary. $50,000, Steve. How about that?
That's crazy. That's awesome.
From you and your friends. That's a big deal, Emma.
Yeah.
We should feel very good about that.
I think Emma might be CEO material.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think maybe run a big company someday. We're just trying to help you come to a decision about your future here.
Poor kid. She's only 14.
You know, if this continues, she's going to be CEO of this company and get rid of you and I.
Yeah.
So, do you come from a big family, brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and one sister.
Older, younger?
Younger.
So you're the big sister. Wow, you don't get a break. All this, and now you got to be the big sister, too.
What fun stuff are you doing this summer? Or are you starting a company or something?
This summer, I have softball, usually all summer long. So I'm usually playing softball. And then I also have sheep that I show at the Boone County Fair, so I help get ready with them.
Oh, sheep?
Yeah, where do the sheep come from?
That's something that my dad used to show when he was little. So when we moved back here, I got into showing.
Oh, because you're in the 4-H. Yeah.
But yep. Do they bring the sheep? I don't know how this works. Who supplies the sheep?
We have a farm that we own.
So you don't like order them on Amazon or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, because Amazon Prime, they can order, you can get sheep overnight. Emma, you're a great kid. I appreciate you being on, your kid of the week. And Super Joe, what has Emma won, Super Joe? What has Emma won for being on the show? Oh, Super Joe is listening to something else while he's working on this show. He's got a lot going on. I'll tell you what you've won. Emma, you have won a family of four-pack, of tickets to see The Wizard of Oz at Chicago Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier. Get your tickets at chicagoshakes.com. But I'm also going to give you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. I assume you like pizza.
Yes.
LouMalnati's.com and an app gift card. Go over to app to spend a little money there at abt.com. That's all for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a great kid.